The Great Cod Caper. April 26, 1933. Two men in saddle sport shoes and a polo coat enter the house gallery. They look like tourists, but they're carrying a suspiciously long flower box. The moment the house adjourns, they strike, snipping the wires and tucking the 5-foot sacred cod into their box of lilies. For 48 hours, Massachusetts was in a frenzy. Tips poured in. One led police to the banks of the Charles River. Another led them to a basement at MIT, where they found a 5-foot box containing only an unfortunate minnow. Detective Thomas Bly was unimpressed. "It's probably the Lampoon Boys. They think it's a prank. But it's not. It's serious." Then came a midnight phone call to Harvard Yard Police Captain Charles Apted. A meeting was set. On a dark road near the reservoir, a roadster with no license plate led the captain on a 25-minute chase through the shadows. Finally, the car stopped. A masked man emerged from the roadster, unceremoniously handed over the 5-foot fish, and vanished into the night. The fish was safe. It was returned with just 3 damaged fins and rehung 1 foot higher to prevent future cod nappings. The caper was so legendary, it even inspired a local poet to plead, "Oh, steal the Lowells if you wish, but spare, oh, spare our sacred fish. Steal all the Cabots if you must, but spare our cods. In cods we trust."